This year's total of 85 moose killed is well above average and 17 more than last year for the month-long season, which ran through October 15th. Since hunters have 5 days to check in a moose they have killed, it's possible this year's total could go higher. Rich Lowell is the area wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Petersburg.
85 is a good harvest for us. Over the last 10 years in the local moose hunt, we've averaged about 74 moose a year, range from 47 to 108. The harvest of 85 this year is the third highest on record for this hunt, for the RMO-38 hunt itself. And that was exceeded only by harvest of 108 in 2009 and 88 moose in 2011. So yeah, it was a good year.
The area, technically called Unit 3 and 1B, includes much of the central southeast islands and mainland. Lowell says the harvest was well distributed, though hunters had the most success on the islands.
What we've seen with the expanding distribution and increased abundance of moose within the Unit 3 islands, the harvest from the Unit 3 islands now regularly exceeds that of the Unit 1B mainland. And that was, again, the case this fall. The Unit 3 Islands produced 49 moose compared to 36 from the mainland portion of the hunt area. So in about the last 6 or 7 years now, Kupernoff Island has actually produced more moose than any other portion of the hunt area.
Hunters on Kupernoff killed 36 bulls, 17 of which were from the northwest portion of the island near Cake. The next biggest total was from the Stikine River area, which yielded 22 moose. Elsewhere on the mainland, there were 8 from Thomas Bay, 4 from Farragut Bay, and 1 each from Port Hooton and the Bradfield Canal. Hunters shot 7 on Mitkoff Island, 2 each on Wrangell and Zarembo Islands, and 1 each on Edlin and Kyu Islands. According to Lowell, anecdotal reports from hunters in the field bode well for the moose population.
In talking to those hunters that have come in, most of whom were there to check in a moose, that they are seeing a number of bulls that don't conform to the local antler restrictions. So, you know, hunters typically have to look at a number of bulls before they find one that that is legal under the antler restrictions. So it sounds like, you know, there are a good number of animals out there. Reports that good numbers of cows and cows with calves seen, of course, depending upon which portion of the hunt area they're located in. But reports from the field were good, and the harvest this year was good.
A total of 8 bulls that were shot this year did not meet the state's antler requirements. In order to better understand how the season went overall, managers use data from the post-season reports moose hunters have to file with the state. According to Lowell, a variety of factors could have contributed to this year's high harvest.
Certainly, we've seen some moderation in winter severity over the last couple of years, which likely led to greater calf survival, increased recruitment into the population, therefore making more moose available to hunters. And this year, for the most part, moose hunters enjoyed favorable weather conditions. So, you know, it's possible that hunter effort increased with that more pleasant weather than we sometimes see during the fall moose season. And then another factor, this hunt, local hunt area here, is becoming increasingly popular and is starting to draw hunters from different communities across Southeast now. So it's possible that the number of hunters increased this year. Although we won't know that until we get the hunt report data back and analyze what the effort was and stuff like that.
Lowell encourages hunters to turn in their reports as soon as possible while the season's still fresh on their minds. The reports are due November 1st. Usually about 1,000 people register to take part in the area moose hunt, with 700 to 800 actually taken to the field. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.